Oil prices may continue their slide, but a top government energy economist predicts the price of crude will rise to $40 a barrel by the end of this year and to $50 a barrel by the end of next year.
Can we have $30 a barrel oil continuing indefinitely into the future? And I think the answer to that is no.
Adam Siminski, head of the U.S. Energy Information Administration, testified in Washington today at a hearing of the Senate Energy Committee. Siminski, though, added a big caveat to his forecast.
The uncertainty in crude oil prices as we look out over the next year or two is very high.
One of the unknowns is how much Iran will ramp up production. Initial forecasts are 500,000 barrels per day. Siminski says that could rise above 3 million barrels a day by the end of the year. Oil market analyst Antoine Hoff of Columbia University agrees Iranian leaders are eager to sell more.
But they've also said they don't want to crush the market. They don't want to flood the market too quickly with too much oil and cause the price to fall even further.
It's also unclear, Hoff says, how much international investment will flow to Iran. Energy Committee Chairman Lisa Murkowski warns she'll be fuming about U.S.-Iran policy all year.
This whole discussion about Iran is just so galling as a representative from a state that has enormous potential. We will, as a country, tell Iran, go ahead, produce more. Well, at the same time, we're going to continue locking up our potential.
Siminski says he expects U.S. crude production to fall through most of 2017, but he says it's price, not policy, that is driving domestic production down.